You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Michael K. is on the radio today. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. You know the date. It's April 18th, 2024. Michael, Don, Peter, with you until 6:30. So much to do, so much to talk about, so much to mull over, and we are here to do it with you. You know the number, 1-800-919-3776. We're excited. We're going to get a chance to talk with Terry Francona at 4:30, the former Red Sox and Guardian manager, also coached the Madison Phillies for a while, but he's going to go to the Hall of Fame because of the Red Sox and the Guardians, so we'll talk to him at 4:30, but we got to start off with basketball. The Knicks have a team that they're going to match up with, and that is the 76ers. And you can say what you want. I would prefer probably to play the 76ers just because there's something about the Heat. I respect Nick Nurse. He's a good coach. He's won an NBA championship with Toronto. But Spoelstra is one of the top 15 coaches of all time, and that team knows how to play in big games. I'm not sure that the Sixers do. We'll see how Embiid plays. Embiid did okay in the game that they won against the Heat to face the Knicks. And some of the Sixers are mouthing off right now, which I don't quite get. Well, we want the Knicks. It's an easier play. That's stupid. Why even say it? Even if you think it, don't say it. Now, Maxey came out and said it's going to be real tough. It's all going to be about stopping Jalen Brunson. But to come out and say, we wanted to play them. You just if you don't believe in bulletin board fodder, that's fine. But if you do, it's stupid. I mean, why are you giving them even more incentive to bash your skull in? But I think it's going to be a good series. I think the Knicks are going to win this series. But we'll see. We'll break it down as we go along. This is what's happened so far this year. The Knicks were 3-1 against the Sixers this season. They had a dominant 128-92 win on January 5th. A 110-96 win February 22nd with no Embiid. A low-scoring 79-73 loss on March 10th. No Embiid, Anunoby, or Robinson. And then a destructive 106-79 victory. That was March 12th. No Embiid and no Robinson. Now, Embiid seemed to be laboring in the game last night. And I think the Knicks have a lot of bigs and a lot of fouls to throw at him. But I'm excited about this matchup and, let the Boston Celtics deal with the Miami Heat if the Heat could actually win today. But we finally have a matchup. It's the Knicks against the Sixers, 2-7, and we'll see how it plays out.
Just so interesting that the Knicks are a dog. We brought this up yesterday.
You called it, man.
Well, we brought it up yesterday, too, that the odds were the same to make it out of the East for the Knicks and the Heat, and the 76ers had a better opportunity. Why? Why does the rest of the country disrespect the Knicks? Now, you could say, all right, well, maybe Charles and Shaq do. Maybe a lot of media outside of New York do because they don't watch the Knicks. But Vegas gets paid to be experts on this. I don't think they're swayed by anything other than the analytics that tell them who they think the best team is to be able to create the odds, right? I mean, it's not like, Vegas hates the Knicks. They don't play that game. It's about putting the odds up. Now, sometimes they're trying to get, I'm sure, a lot of Knicks fans to bet the game and all that. But why do experts, Michael, disrespect the Knicks?
I think my
theory yesterday, and I think it holds true now that the Sixers are the favorite in this series, despite the fact that Embiid's probably only playing at 70%, and they played awful last night for 3.5 quarters, is that Vegas and a lot of the experts just don't respect the regular season and believe that if everybody tried, the Knicks would not have finished second in the East. But because Embiid was hurt, a lot of these big-time teams don't put in the same kind of effort the way the Knicks do, is that that kind of skews it. Because no one respects the regular season like the Knicks respect the regular season. And nobody tries harder than the Knicks do. So it tells me that people outside of New York look at the Knicks and go, they're just a byproduct of a team that cares about the regular season when most of the other teams don't.
Now, I have another theory.
I like
see
to
see if you agree with this.
All right.
See if you guys agree with this. I think there's an anti-New York bias around the country.
Oh, I agree with that.
So I think that Vegas is trying to balance the bets. So they don't want to have the Sixers as an underdog, and a lot of people are jumping on the Sixers. If they win, Vegas gets his butt handed to it. But this way, since there's an anti-New York bias, let's make New York the underdog.
Yeah, but those are people that bet with their heart instead of their head. I don't know how many gamblers bet that way.
But isn't there a lot of people that gamble that bet with their heart?
Well, then
why there's a lot of losers.
And there's a lot of losers. Hey, listen, I think the Knicks are a team that you have to watch every day to appreciate them.
Yeah, they're not. They're still
as
not.
Kendrick Perkins was saying
exactly. Yeah. And they're still not a sexy team. You know, they're even their star player is a sort of gutsy, grinded out player, undersized player that a lot of people still doubt. He didn't have the sexy name. He's gotten great since he's been here. So I do get why, if you're not in this market, you think, A, they're not that good, and B, the only reason I'm hearing about them is because they're New York. So I see how there would be pushback. But I will say, I don't love this matchup because these seem like polar opposite teams in several ways. Number one, in terms of the source of their offense for each team, they're very different. Number two, in terms of what Don was just referring to, you have one team that literally showed you throughout the season exactly who they are. They run, especially now that they're not getting Randall back. This team that they've been is who they are. The Sixers have only had a third or less of a little more than a third of the season to show you what version of this team they can be, Michael. So you really don't know, to a certain extent, what it's going to look like, what version of Embiid you're getting. It's a scary proposition. That's why I sort of preferred Miami, even though I think you're absolutely right. There's something about Spoelstra.
Yeah.
There's something just in there with Miami. But this year's team with Miami, I just don't believe they have the juice they did last year.
But Michael, even though you're scared of Miami, when you see Butler go down, you had to be thinking, let's find a way for Miami to win this game and have a compromised Butler in the playoffs.
Well, it's fun. It's not funny, but somebody just tweeted at me, and I'm trying to confirm it, that Butler's out tonight. Now, if you were going to face a Heat team without Butler, wow. Then the Knicks, you know, obviously drew the short straw here, I guess.
What would you say? And he's going to miss some time.
Miss some time. I mean,
well,
might be tonight.
Tonight's the night, right? So if it doesn't happen, then you're out.
I'll tell you what, they're 2-2 against the Bulls this year. And the Bulls team that played the Knicks in those three games, they look good. Even Breen said in that final game on Sunday, boy, the Bulls played like this all year. Well, they are playing like that now. So maybe it's the Bulls that are going to be facing the Celtics.
That'd be something. And then that'd be over quick. But you had to be thinking that watching the game last night. Let's see if they can just find a way to win the game without Butler. Then that changes everything. But they've got an excellent chance against both of these teams. I just found it interesting that they sit there as a 2 seed and they're a dog. Against the team they handled during the regular season, that they beat with Embiid in the lineup once. Embiid's not 100%. Again, I get the fans. The one thing I will say, though, is that I don't think it's going to be easy. I mean, I heard, you know, Dave Rothenberg saying that, you know, if Embiid is only going to be at 70%, he picks the Knicks in 5. I don't see that. I don't see it being an easy series at all.
Well, Maxey's a good player.
I think they can win. I just don't think that they're going to walk over the Sixers.
No, it's not the team that you're going to walk over. They've got a championship-level coach. They've got an MVP-level player. And we'll see. I mean, the guy had knee surgery, so I don't think he's going to be as springy as he was before the knee surgery, but he is playing, and they did beat the Heat. So we'll see. I don't think it's going to be a walkover in any sense of the word. But I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Now, we also have a an opponent for the Rangers.
Yeah.
And how's that matchup, Don?
Well, if you look at the regular season, it was 2-2 with the home team winning all four games. But I look at a Washington team that's going in with the worst goal differential that we've ever seen for a playoff team, minus 37. The Washington Capitals made the playoffs because they had an unbelievable March, and it seemed like none of these teams at the bottom of the conference really wanted it. Philadelphia had an 8-game losing streak at one point. Pittsburgh kind of fell apart before they all of a sudden got hot, too little, too late. Detroit struggled at times this year. So I think the Rangers matchup would have matched up well with anybody, but it's Ovechkin, and Charlie Lindgren shut him out during the year. Charlie is Ryan's brother, so you got that going. But I think the Rangers have to feel like this should be a short series. Take care of business, get some rest going into what likely will be a second-round matchup with Carolina. I don't want to disrespect the Islanders.
Yeah, I mean,
the Islanders have played so well. They even won a game last night they didn't have to win against Pittsburgh. So they go in, unbeaten in their last 8 or 9? But Carolina is just so good. But every Ranger fan should be rooting for the Islanders because I think Carolina is the second best team in the NHL. Might, in maybe some circles, the best team in the NHL based on how they played at the end of the season. So it would behoove the Rangers to try to make short work of Washington. You got to respect Ovechkin. You got to respect the Wilson and the trouble that he can certainly cause. But I think the Rangers had to feel like that they matched up well against anybody they were going to face in the first round.
Boy, the Rangers-Islanders in the second round, that would be tremendous for this area. Tremendous.
Well, they haven't met in 30 years, and when they met in 94, it was in the first round, and the Rangers crushed them 4 straight. That was an Islander team that was not very great, very good, with Ron Hextall as the goaltender. So it's been a while since they've been, both in a second-round matchup where it could be very competitive. I mean, that's what I think everybody in New York should be rooting for. But not a lot of people may know a lot about Carolina, but Carolina's really, really good. They went to the conference final last year. They were just a point. They would have finished a point back of the Rangers had they just not cared about the last game of the season against Columbus when it meant nothing. They are a terrific, terrific hockey team. So that's the one thing about the NHL is that the teams finish where they're supposed to finish. Right, there's no load management. There's no mail-ins. You finished exactly where you're supposed to finish. Where in the NBA, doesn't it feel like, I don't know, the Magic that good? It seems like the bottom of the conference seemed tougher than the top of the conference from like 3 down.
So this just came out from Woj. Jimmy Butler expected to be out several weeks.
Okay.
With a right knee MCL injury, sources tell Woj. So that was the matchup you wanted if you're the Knicks, even with Spoelstra. You take Butler out of the equation, that's an easier matchup than Philly. But then, there are players on Philly that wanted the Knicks no matter what.
You're licking your chops if you're the Celtics, right? Because I'm thinking the Celtics are probably thinking, Peter, wow, I just won the conference. I won 60-plus games. I clinched basically in November, and I get Miami in the first round? Thank you.
I get the team that took us out last year.
Right. But now, if they win, and they could beat the Bulls without Butler, but I don't think they're dancing with Boston without Butler.
I wouldn't think so either. But it's still Miami. Like they're Michael Myers. Like,
but you know what? They might not beat the Bulls today.
They might not. But if they do, even without you, they're like the guy in the horror movie. You don't believe they're dead, even when they're burning in the forest and everyone's standing around saying, "We finally killed Michael Myers." The second everyone walks away, you just feel like they're going to step out of the fire.
Right. So then the Celtics are just the girl in the boat, right? And all of a sudden,
topless.
Just comes. Well, no, she wasn't top. The last scene of Friday the 13th.
Oh, you're going Friday the 13th 1?
Yeah.
Peter's just talking about his fantasy.
Oh.
Excuse me?
So it's not bad enough that the woman's topless or going to be killed.
Also topless.
You also want her to be topless.
Well, that's happened in a lot of horror movies. I didn't make that up. Speaking of which, I finished Fatal Attraction last night. Hell of a film. Hell of a film.
Rabbit bother you?
Well, the funny part about the rabbit was I'm waiting for the rabbit. Natalie has no idea about Fatal Attraction.
Okay.
So she sees the rabbit get bought. Here comes the rabbit. And I'm going, this isn't going to be good. And it got a scream. The rabbit got a scream. It's kind of a sneaky, iconic 80s movie when you think about how much that scene resonates still.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony, you know what we're talking about or no? Jacob, know what we're talking about or no?
They don't even hear us.
No.
No, they don't know what we're talking about even. Interesting.
It did. I think for a while when the movie came out, it straightened some men out about cheating.
Oh, it, Michael. It's as an adult man, it's a horror in a different way, because you could see how someone like Michael Douglas could do something so dumb, and then it's like he realizes that this is a terrible decision. I don't want to do this. I gotta get out of this. And then the phone starts ringing, and you go, oh my god, right. it'll scare you straight.
Now the whole woodja that came collapsing down last week. With Michael's...
Why are you bringing this up?
No, because I think it's interesting. Was it $250 million? You cheat on your wife with her best friend.
Right.
What if it turned out to be like Fatal Attraction? Would it then be worth the $250 million, where she's just out of her mind now?
But Michael's guaranteeing that wouldn't happen, right?
I don't remember him saying that.
Didn't know. He said she wouldn't find out ever.
She would never find out. That's the thing.
But that, but that doesn't mean... that the best friend isn't going to be a psychopath.
Isn't Glenn Close.
Right. Like, she won't let her know.
Doesn't matter. Even if she's a psychopath, the wife never finds out.
But if you even had to suffer through those phone calls, that's not worth $250 million. Michael, that's not worth $250 million. To be sitting at dinner with your wife and everyone, and they're in your best friends, everyone's drinking, having a good time, the phone starts ringing, and your wife picks up and is like, Hello?
She's never going to find out.
But do you know that?
That's why the game has been eliminated.
No,
because you guys just don't get it.
You know, did you hear about the other unfortunate thing that happened on the show yesterday, Michael?
No, what happened?
You don't know?
No, he knows. Played a three.
Oh, he does know?
But sometimes he doesn't pay attention during the meeting, so I don't know if he
heard. Oh, so it was brought up during the meeting?
Yeah,
before I got there.
Peter missed two-thirds of the meeting. I didn't hear that.
Solid. No, 50 on the dot. It was 50%. But Michael, what were your thoughts on the text message that Don accidentally sent to me? It's an unfortunate situation, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't know that you sent it to Peter, Don. Really?
I think
everybody should be illuminated.
Wait a minute.
The listeners are illuminated. We did it yesterday on the air.
Yeah, I think you should be illuminated.
He sent a text message that he claims was meant for me. But the wording of the email...
It was meant for Max.
And me. And Michael, you said.
Right, but you think that I...
I'm saying, no way. He thought it was just to Max, Michael. What do you say?
I think he thought it was just to Max, but yeah. I don't think he minds that you know now.
No!
He despises when you leave.
I don't think he...
I mean, when I'm on vacation, I'll get this anguished text. I can't believe this clown is leading the show.
If he'd said this clown, then we'd have a problem. That would have then hurt the friendship. He didn't say anything about me. Now, if he had written in the thing, I'm stuck with this hack, well, then I would have been really upset.
Show you my history.
Oh, just send it over.
Well, why would you do that?
Oh, why are you not wanting to? This is so unfortunate. You know what? No, it's worrisome. The whole thing's worrisome.
Everything that I sent was true. I just didn't want you to take it the wrong way. Because it has no reflection on you. It's about me and my ego wanting to drive.
You know what they say about the relationship, though, Michael, with me and Don right now? You know what they're saying?
Tenuous?
But again, I don't need to have the relationship on your side.
All right, you'll love me right back.
I'm still going to press forward.
How about you just give me your phone so we can order this coffee, though? What's going on? I think you're up today.
Well, while they're doing that, it's game time. Brought to you by Telemardieu Irish Whiskey. No local action
nothing.
To speak of.
I mean, there's nothing.
But we know when game one for the locals will be. The Knicks kick off their series with the 76ers Saturday at 6 p.m.
Shocked by the 6 p.m. Shocked.
Why?
I thought it would be. I was sure that was a noon game.
That's what I thought. I thought it'd be an early game.
Why would they waste a New York team at noon?
They did last year.
Yeah,
they did. Knicks Heat was an early afternoon game.
And real quick, I don't know if you have it in front of you, but what's the I'll pull it up. What's the 8 o'clock game? What do they have after Knicks?
I don't know.
Because I'm going to pull it up right now. Because if it were me, I would then. If you're going to go ahead and go with the Knicks later in the day, they're ending the day with Lakers Nuggets at 8:30. Okay, that makes sense. So Knicks are the early game, 6 o'clock. Lakers Nuggets late game, 8:30. I get it, but I thought early. I really did.
The Rangers take on the Capitals at the Garden Sunday at 3.
Damn right they do.
And the Islanders are down in Carolina to face the Hurricanes Saturday at 5.
Right.
Now you can hear all those games on the ESPN New York radio this week. Very poorly worded. That's game time. Brought to you by Telemardieu Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Telly time. Telemardieu, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Telemardieu or try the brand new Telemardieu Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Telemardieu responsibly. I want to take this time over the radio to thank Don and Peter for their unexpected but much appreciated support. in what was an unfortunate clickbait situation with awful announcing that made it look like I was kind of deriding my friend, John Sterling. And I give awful announcing credit because they changed the headline today, which was really nice. But those that saw the headline, boy, did I get excoriated.
Wait, they changed it?
Yeah, they did. Michael Kay thinks John Sterling's one of the greatest announcers ever. Something like that. So they completely changed.
Wait. Did you complain? Why did they change it?
I didn't complain. There's a young man who works in ESPN's PR office who's just great. And he contacted me. He said, you want me to call them and get the headline changed? I said, no, I don't care. I said, people are going to believe what they're going to believe. But he called them today on his own volition, and they changed.
That guy rules, by the way. He does a great job.
He's unbelievable. He's so sharp.
And by the way, he texted me yesterday.
And listens to the show constantly.
Well, that's how I bet he heard about it. He was listening yesterday.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So they should have changed it. But, you know, at first I was like startled because I mean, Don and Peter know how I feel about John. I adore John. But the way people took it without listening to the clip, you know, my first reaction is anger and then to answer them back, but I don't do that anymore. Second one is to just be disappointed. And the third one is I don't give a crap because people are going to people. And those people that think that I would say something against John, they don't like me anyway. They don't like me from the first movie, whatever. So there's nothing that I would say that would convince them anyway. Those that know me and listen to the show know that I was presented with an option. Would you want to go out like Francesa with a whole year of, you know, accolades, or would you want to go out like John, just boom, out? And I answered, listen, I'm not 85 years old like John is. John also has two people that are very capable that could back him up. So if he decides to step away, he's not leaving FAN or the Yankees in a lurch. If I just decided on, you know, April 15th that I was done, that's going to be a big problem for Yes. So I said, unless I was profoundly ill, I'd probably finish out the year. Not a knock at John. John has the right to exit whichever way he wants. But I give awful announcing credit because they've been good to us. They give us credit a lot. Mm-hmm. But that, obviously, they're looking to get clicks, and I'm sure they got clicks from people that hate me.
Now, they didn't misquote you.
No, they just took it out of context.
It was just, they set it up for you to watch the 3-minute video. Nobody's going to watch a 3-minute video. They're going to look at the headline and they're just going to click and they're going to respond to that. And the way it kind of came across is like self-serving, or almost you were questioning why John is stepping away when he did and you wouldn't do it that way. And that's not what you were trying to say. But to ask people to listen for 3 minutes is just asking them to lift the Empire State Building.
If I'm 85 and I'm tired and I won't do anymore, I might just walk away in the middle, no matter what happens and how that affects my company. And John has the right to say, I'm gone. That's it. He doesn't have to worry about how it. I mean, he's given people joy in New York for 36 years. Just has. So he can do what he wants. And this is what I feel. That's why I wore this sweatshirt today. Life is good. I'm fine.
I'm very fine.
John and I are fine. And John's going to have a nice ceremony at the stadium on Saturday. Love it. I'll be on the field with him. Love it. So he has every right to go out the way he wants, and I was not casting aspersions on that. So those that thought that, go fly a kite.
I love it.
I couldn't care. You could choke on your own vomit.
Oh, that means you care a little bit.
How about this? Kay's such an egomaniac, like the world revolves around him. Really? That's what you got out of that, you brain dead people.
That's unfortunate. It irritated me. And I do appreciate awful announcing generally. But that was a very intentional move that bothered me.
But I understand what they're doing. They're trying to get clicks. As Don said, they didn't misquote me. It was just out of context. And if you listen to the clip, you realize what I said.
I know, but still, it's not ideal to handle things that way. I get it. I know what they were trying to do, but, you know.
The way life is, Peter.
You know what?
Move forward.
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
Because life is good.
I couldn't agree with you more.
All right, we're going to take some phone calls when we get back. Terry Francona, the great Hall of Fame-bound Terry Francona, will join us at 4:30. The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They will contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva, along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time. Iodine to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut are available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. Lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. Schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer without any shots. Go to njdiet.com. I'll visit Mercedes-Benz of White Plains and see why they've received the Best of the Best award for the third straight year. They deserve it. With over 350 new and certified pre-owned sedans, SUVs, and vans available, they have the vehicle for you. Start your shopping online at mbwhiteplains.com or visit their showroom. American Express cardholders can take advantage of additional benefits. Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
We go to the phones, but first we give you the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Bet365. Yankees with a comeback victory yesterday. You were still on the air when it was completed, right? I think it ended
at
6:20, so yes. It was during ENN. Big hit by Aaron Judge. Judge has had more ninth inning or later go-ahead hits than anybody in baseball since 2017. Remember, at one point he was considered not clutch. He's pretty clutch, as that was a big hit. But earlier today, the Yankees claimed outfielder Taylor Trammell off of waivers from the Dodgers, and they designated for assignment off the 40-man roster infielder Kevin Smith. So that's what the Yankees did. That's the Pinstripe Report. They're off today. Then they start a three-game set with Tampa Bay tomorrow. That's the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, never ordinary at Bet365. What better way to start this show, guys, than to go to Omar in Brooklyn? Because he's going to break down the Knicks and the Sixers in the responsible way that he always does. Omar, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys.
Sure. Hello.
People, first, I have something to say to Don. Don, the misconception about that NBA players doesn't play hard, this regular season has proven it totally was. Last 30 games for every team, 6th and 7th seed, not to be in a play-in tournament, 9th and 10th seed to be a play-in game at their home, 7th and 8th seed, top seeded. Everybody was playing hard and trying to win the games. This regular season, that myth about NBA, that regular season doesn't matter, it has changed throughout this year. That has been the best year of NBA regular season that I have ever seen in last 30 years. And the Sunday afternoon that you didn't know up after the last possession of the game, overtime, to figure it out who is the playoff opponents. That is like watching NFL possession by possession, how it has been going.
So I guess that you forgot that Cleveland tanked their game against Charlotte.
They tank the season. They tank the season because they think that they cannot beat. If somebody thinks mentally and physically that they cannot beat somebody else, if the team management and the team owner and the coach and the players, all of them thinks that they cannot beat the other team, they will try to go further to make things matter. That's not my philosophy. That's not your thinking. That's their thinking. That's their mind of thinking, that they think that they cannot beat Boston or anybody else. The only team that they can beat in the first round is Orlando Magic, and they want to play Orlando Magic. Hope that you wish that you're going to get that opponent, and we will see how it works out. I think Orlando is going to beat Cleveland because you wanted Orlando.
I hope so.
You're going to get Orlando. So
do you think that Miami is the eighth best team in the conference?
Miami is the eighth best team in the conference right now at this particular time with all the injuries. Yes, they are. They are what they are. They have injuries, and they are old team, and their young players are not set up to the point. They have a great head coach, and the first half of the yesterday's games tells you how great of a coach Eric Spoelstra is, that Philadelphia has no clue how to handle that zone. That was only coaching that was able to have this game was so close because of the coaching. That is it. That game was closed because of Eric Spoelstra. Spoelstra was the reason that Spoelstra. Oh, okay. Now come to my next. Peter, Don, and Michael Gay, and say, I was worried about Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia on the depth side, I think that Nick Nurse is a better coach than Thibodeau. It can be proven wrong, that I can be proven wrong, because I have come to realize that Thibodeau has his style, and his style is the most physical style. I have come to realize after watching this New York Knicks team, this is the most physical team in the Eastern Conference at this particular time. Heads down, there is nobody physical than them. Philadelphia is not physical than them. They have height. They can match up with Embiid. The Embiid is not 100%. And the reason that I was still worried about Philadelphia because of the coaching and the talent that Philadelphia possesses. But you know why the Knicks are going to win that season, and I'm 100% positive about that, is because they are more physical, and it will take its toll in game 6 and 7 in Philadelphia. Knicks are thriving, and the accident owes of Thibodeau has proven. He has given the bench point. Bogdanović has given points and has adjusted to a role in the coming from the bench and scoring baskets. Here comes the New York Knicks, ready, physically, mentally rested, ready to go. And this 6 o'clock game, because there is a bicycle race from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturday in Manhattan. So that's why it's a 6 o'clock game. And plus, this is the most they're going to get the rating, except the Lakers and Denver game. So they are the 6 o'clock game. They are the second primetime game on Saturday afternoon. I have to let go, Knicks in 6 over Philadelphia, and keep on rolling until we win that year.
All right, I'm good.
You know, game 6 and 7 is at the Garden. That's what you get for being the second seed. So
whatever.
You're a little wrong on that, Omar. Omar had a couple of things wrong, like Alex Spoelstra, but
I'm good.
Yeah.
But you do what you got to do.
You've checked out, though. You're
I'm
done.
Good.
And there's another one besides Alex Spoelstra at the beginning, too. He had another just blatantly wrong thing with Tom.
Yeah, hate to see him be wrong. This portion of the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. Griffin in Connecticut, bring some sanity to the show.
Hey, guys. I feel like the Knicks love to be disrespected. I feel like them and the Thunder are probably the most two disrespectful teams in this playoffs left, because you have Shannon Sharp on First Take saying the Thunder are the weakest one seed in the history of the league. So I feel like those two teams are going to fight strong. And I think the Knicks have this series in 5. And I think the reason the Knicks are going to win this series in 5, Embiid is not healthy. Watching that game last night, you could see him. He's not healthy. The knee is not fully good. He looked tired. He looks gasped at times. And I just feel like the Knicks have 3 bigs, like you said, Michael, that can put the pressure on him to where it's going to make him get maybe get in foul trouble or get tired. And to me, the only reason they won yesterday was they got a ridiculous performance from Nicholas Batum that I thought for a minute it looked like back in the Portland days when he played with Don's Trailblazers. I was like, what is going on here? Every time he was banging threes left and right. Yeah, well, can the Sixers rely on that all the time? Probably not. So to me, the Knicks are the better team in the series. They should be favored in this series, but because apparently Vegas, like Don, maybe that's why Don thinks. But I feel like the Thunder and the Six, the
wow, yeah,
wow, two in a row.
Three more with the band.
Two in a row.
Two just awful you know calls.
Well, I'm not going to grade the call. I'm just saying it went on a little long.
Nah, the calls have been awful. Omar and Griffin dropped the ball. It was awful. Awful. Now's the best time to ask you, Don. Why do you like Portland so much?
I'm not going to say, but I'm tempted to now just to try to save the show.
Save the show.
You know what? You might need to.
I mean, I've never heard the band play that loud.
The band was needed. Well,
but honestly, it gets played because it's just a little too much, right? Not because of the quality of the call.
No, I think it was both.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I
those are not great calls.
No, but
I love
meandering,
Griffin.
Meandering,
but he meandered. He went too far.
My problem with Omar, all right, it's the same shtick all the time. He starts out in second gear, and then just for whatever reason, unprompted, all of a sudden he's going like fifth gear and gets mad.
I know, but like for no reason.
Like for no reason. It's the same thing. Every call, every station,
you're bored.
Every show.
You're bored.
I'm good. But again, I don't run the show. You do what you got to do. But as far as Griff is concerned, it's a quality call. Just come on.
No,
kind of tighten it up a little bit.
No.
Well, that's your opinion. I'm just saying. I have no problem with the call.
There's got to be a rule on the show from now on in year 22. No more droning. All right? We don't want drones. Make your point. Get out. Make your point. Get out. You don't get a full 3 minutes. That's just not the way it works.
Did you hear? I derailed yesterday, Michael. Did you hear?
Yeah.
No, what happened?
He went full Don. Listen to it.
Let me see what I have from yesterday. This is so Michael, you would have, I think, lost on this call, too. Someone called up defending Jonte Porter's decision to gamble and throw away his career.
Yeah.
I don't know if Mike, do you have it over here? Kane knew. Sorry, don't yell at me. Here we go.
Can we get the
it's really, it's a really dumb
Ed, hang up on Ed! Ed hang
it's
up
a really,
on this idiot!
It is a
Don,
real...
Don, please!
Now, defend myself for stepping on what was a clear rant. Was Peter was cutting out.
Yeah, and, I had a problem.
And so I was trying to stay on top of it, right, Anthony? So that just... Because a lot of that I couldn't hear. But he really lost it.
It was troubling.
I never seen Peter lose it.
Were there any...
What was the line to defend this guy
who
lost his NBA career?
He was saying, you're not thinking...
Make more money doing this.
He said, you're not thinking about it from his perspective.
I wonder what his brother thinks.
And by the way, I think the evidence is coming out now. I think we're going to learn. There was no perspective. He's a gambling addict.
And well, he's got a problem. And here's also the problem. Because he's such a marginal player, it's easy to show up in all the algorithms when people are putting money on this guy and how many minutes he plays. I think that something like this could happen easily with a star player, but then why would a star player do it? Because they make so much money. So that's really the guardrail. But think about it. This guy, who would bet Porter, he's not going to play 6 minutes?
It makes no sense.
Out.
But Don and I were saying yesterday, that was one of those things where the legal gambling, in some ways, ended up protecting the league.
Yeah.
Because they were able to catch it and go, what the hell is this?
I have a diamond note today.
Sure,
all right.
Brought to you by London Jewelers. I got to tell you, so MLB Network was carrying the Tigers against the Rangers, and I was watching Jack Leiter, who I've known since he was born, pitch against in his major league debut against the Tigers. Unfortunately, Jack didn't do well, and it was so tough to watch.
How bad was it?
Well, here are his numbers. I'll give them to you.
Started off okay.
He started off with a scoreless first, then gave up four runs in the second, then a scoreless third, and then he got knocked out in the fourth. So he went 3 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 7 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. He threw 85 pitches. But because I'm a glass half full guy, the Leiter family today just made history. You ready?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They're the first Major League brothers, he and his brother Mark, to each have Major League Baseball sons. Isn't that awesome?
That is cool.
First brothers ever.
It's an amazing story. And by the way, this happens.
Of course, it can be fine.
People have plenty of bad first outings.
Well, that was Diamond Notes, brought to you by London Jewelers. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the Americana Mall and the Mall at Short Hills. All right, let's hope the band's not queuing up right now. Here's Spike in St. Pete. Spike.
Hello, boys. Real quickly, Eric Spoelstra is such a great coach that he threw his own out there and totally confused Embiid, who at my best eyeball estimation was about 50%, and that's a big guy putting a lot of weight on a bad knee. We lost Zion Williamson, Jimmy goes down, they had a shot of Pat Riley sitting with Alonzo Mourning. I could only imagine what he was thinking, and the parabolic mic picked up a couple of four-letter words justifiable to me that Eric said. But I think Chicago, my God, did that Kobe White have a great game? I tell you, I watched Chicago 4 times in the last 12 or 14 days, and I think you said it, Michael. Breen mentioned something. That's a good team. They play 4 small guys and Valanciunas. They may beat Miami. I would think they may take them with Butler out, but I'm not crying. Look, in hindsight, it would have been better to play a Butler-less Miami Heat team. But the Knicks are very fast. I'd run, and try and tire Embiid out. And you got Ananobi to go on either Maxi or Batum's not making 6 3-pointers. That was a result of the zone. You know, you break a zone with outside shooting.
I wonder if Thibodeau goes to school and throws a little zone at them, because they obviously had trouble with it. But they ended up winning the game, so we'll see. 1-800-919-3776. Peter, I know you calmed down from yesterday, so why don't you tell us about FanDuel, my friend?
Oh, I think I've calmed down from yesterday. It was a very, very intense moment. But guys, today I'm here to talk to you about something very exciting. I don't know if you're aware.
Hang up on it!
The NBA play-in tournament, it'll give you the chance, okay, to play with teams you haven't maybe played with before. A chance for teams trying to play their way into the postseason, like they will tomorrow night when Miami tries to get in. It only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Bet on three-pointers made in the Kings Pels game, over-under to points totals for Fox, first basket score, and more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Peter to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. All right, guys. Pepe Motors, with over 300 available sedans and SUVs, gas or all electric, Genesis to White Plains, has the right vehicle for you. All right, take a 13-month test drive with their short-term lease programs on 3 all-electric models. Shop from the comfort of your own home at genesistowhiteplains.com or visit the showroom. They're fully operational during their renovations, all right, to serve you. 23,000 square foot showroom will open this summer, and Genesis White Plains is celebrating their 1-year anniversary. And there are a bunch of amazing, amazing cars you can find. Plus, how about this? They're a Circle of Prestige winner, awarded to top performing dealers in the country using both sales and service metrics. Genesis of White Plains, newest member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Michael, Don, and Peter with you until 6:30. Dan Grosser takes over the airwaves at that time. Let's take more calls. Sal in Brooklyn. Sally.
Hi, Don. You wanted to know why my parents didn't let me listen to sports radio yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Why?
Well, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and in those days, before Michael was married, it wasn't exactly so appropriate. Him and Christina Staffel, they didn't like the voice, so I had to sneak in.
Wow, well, you know what? I can't blame your parents.
Wait. Hold on.
You know what?
Michael, Michael was such an animal in the early days of the show that your Orthodox parents would not let you listen?
I don't think I was an animal. I was a single man, and I was flirting with a single woman. That's all.
Right. They just didn't want it for a kid. And Peter, in those days at 6 o'clock, there was, before ENN, there was something called New York Baseball Tonight. It was brutal.
Sounds like the anti-ENN. Well, but hold on.
I did the best I could.
How intense was the flirting that your parents were like what
Don,
was
you want to handle this?
Peter, it was awkward. It was so intense, it was awkward.
What era?
This is, God, probably about 20 years ago. This is probably like 04, 05, single Michael.
And Sal,
Christina
hold on,
Staffo
I got another question
was very
for you.
Attractive.
Who is she? Christina who?
Christina Staffo. I still think she does traffic.
Now. I think she's married.
But she did traffic. Very attractive woman.
And she was in studio with you?
No. Sometimes if we did remotes, she would be. But we all
I pushed for
her.
A lot of remotes.
And Michael was very, very flirtatious. He was very uncomfortable.
Really? And wow, Sal, that's fascinating. Also, Sal, what's your full name? Sal?
Solomon.
Solomon, you're Saul, not Sal.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. All right.
I don't think your parents are happy about that either.
No, Saul is fine. I was confused.
Calling himself Sal.
Do you call yourself Sal or is Anthony an idiot?
No. I work, yeah. I go both ways.
Huh?
He says he goes both ways.
I'll take an apology now. Thank you very much.
I said or an idiot. Or. I didn't say you are an idiot.
No.
So you're saying you accept Sal even though your name is Saul.
All right, correct.
And that can't make your parents
Michael,
happy.
You have a question for me?
You can't.
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to sit back. You know, yeah, I feel bad that I alienated your parents, but you've come back to us, though, right, Sal?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm all in, yeah.
I love it. Thank you, Sal.
And you know that my whole community, no one had a television in my whole community, so John Sterling was all that we listened to.
Do you grow up like Orthodox or Hasidic? No television at all?
No, not Hasidic, but Orthodox. Yeah. Nobody had television.
But no one had a television.
Our grandparents all did. Our grandparents all did, but no one, my parents did.
Do you have a TV now?
Sure.
Okay. Are you as Orthodox as you once were?
Yeah, still the same.
Wow.
Are your parents still with us?
I think of course. Yeah, they loosened up, you know.
but you're not watching or listening to the Knicks game on Saturday.
No. The whole Passover is going to be difficult.
Oh my God. What time? But it's pre-Passover. What time does sunset on Saturday night, do you know?
Yeah, but it's like 8:30. I'm going
to Oh, are you kidding me? That's a joke.
That's a joke.
That sunset's so late. You got to talk to someone.
Oh, what? God? So sunset's a different time?
Listen, God, you know what? I guess if God was a Knicks fan, things would have been a lot different already, right?
Well, you know, my cousin's going to be in Israel for Passover, and he's locked in because Sunday morning there. So.
Oh, but good move.
You don't think a 6 o'clock tip, he'll be good?
No, he said 8:30 sunset.
So he's going to get to about like 4 minutes left in the game.
No, maybe if it goes long, they'll catch the last 2 minutes of the game.
Now, Saul, I don't mean any
Peter,
disrespect
it's not about
with this.
Sunset.
It's not. Wait, hold on. It's not about sunset for Shabbos ending.
No, Shabbos coming in, but Shabbos ending is an hour after.
An hour after, so you got to do Havdalah the whole nine. Oh,
yeah. Excuse my ignorance. Is it that? You have to turn the TV off because you can't have any put on any electrical stuff. Is that it?
No, you could have electric stuff on. So technically, if you wanted, you could put it on before Shabbos.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you keep the TV on, does that break a rule?
I don't think so, but it's frowned upon.
It's not what you guys do. You do it in what it's supposed to be done, which is not supposed to be consuming outside media and things like that.
That's right.
God. I do feel bad.
Thank you, Sal.
I'm gonna
don't you
stop calling him Sal. His name is Saul. No,
don't
no.
You feel a little guilty, Peter? You know, your fakakta ways that you like pick and choose what to like,
as opposed to you.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Do you celebrate? Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yep.
But do you observe every other Christian holiday to the letter of the law?
No, because I'm not overtly religious.
Neither am I.
But let me ask you this.
Here we go.
All right, let's convert it to sports. Let's say the Commanders have a big playoff game.
Of course he would.
All right?
He would be there in Yom Kippur.
I'm not going there.
Go ahead.
All right, and then somebody else calls who is also a Commanders fan.
Okay.
But tells you, you know, I watch occasionally if it's convenient for me, but I'm really all pumped up for the playoffs. You'd be like, are you a real fan?
Yeah.
Because it really seems like you're half in, half out.
Sure.
Wouldn't you be judgmental of somebody claiming to be a Commanders fan that but only watched half the games and was only half in? But when it's religion, oh, it's okay to only be half in.
But there's a huge part. I'd go, here's my question, though. We do this weird thing where to be a part of this team, you have to actually, how do I say this gently? You have to slice off a part of your member to even be part of this team, right?
Right, but you know,
but, and then you go.
But for hygiene, we all in the same boat.
I get it. I get it. I understand. But it's a different thing. You have a whole party. Everyone's sitting there laughing.
Nobody party was circumcised.
No, exactly. So it's just not apples to apples.
No, but
you're right.
I just think it's Michael. What do you think? It's just that you're in. You know what? I'm just not Jewish. If that's what I got to do, I'm just going to be out. I'm just saying.
I feel very uncomfortable.
But
it's just, I hate Peter's, like, he's doing the hokey pokey. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Do the hokey pokey, and we'll turn it all around. I mean, I guess you do what you feel comfortable. I just think he uses religion for his convenience.
I wish, if we wanted to, we could do the rest of the show. And it would be nothing but Jewish people calling to say that the way that I observe the religion is the exact same way they do. It's how they were raised.
No,
it's
I don't doubt that.
It's a middle. There's Orthodox. There's Reform. There's Conservative. It's just how you choose to observe. So, yes, I see why you could argue you're picking and choosing, certainly relative to what Saul does. And I will not. Have a conversation with an Orthodox Jewish man and continue to call him Sal. That's just not a thing.
But he said it was okay.
But he's accepting it. You know why? Because I'm stepping up for him.
You think he was bullied into it?
Kind of. Because Saul, I'm telling you guys right now, Saul, S-O-L, which is like a classic Jewish nickname for Solomon, versus Sal, he literally goes from all of a sudden he grew up with your dad and Michael's dad, to he's hanging out at the Hillel house. It's completely different. He's Saul. He's not Sal.
You know, you're no one to pass judgment. Hey, the second annual DPHO and Rothenberg pregame party is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd. Come out and see the live broadcast starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset, just steps away from Manhasset Station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field for the matinee game against the Cubs. It's the pregame party with Rick and Dave on Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company, Come As You Are, and by Xing Zhang, America's favorite Bloody Mary blend. Our Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails available in convenient cares. It's time to leave. Available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please zing-zang responsibly. Spring into savings at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle with special offers on over 500 new and certified pre-owned vehicles and a $7,500 lease rebate on Mercedes-Benz EVs and hybrids. If you're looking to upgrade to the latest model or explore new features and technologies, now's the time to consider your options. Ask about additional American Express cardholder benefits. Visit them at mbnewrochelle.com or in person, tell them that I, Michael, sent you. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1960.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-5 2.5S Select all-wheel drive, just $239 a month at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R0413315 MSRP. $30,750 ends 4/30/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.